Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please have a seat.
It had been a tough, puzzling Sabbath morning for the old rabbi, and as he walked home, he was lost in thought, trying to figure out what just happened. There was a young firebrand in town, a guest teacher who had stirred things up that morning and caused some controversy, and the old rabbi needed to wrap his head around this. He took his duties really very seriously. He knew that the well-being of every Jew in the village, none of whom could even read Torah, let alone follow it, their well-being depended on him. He was their rabbi, the leader of their synagogue. And synagogue on Sabbath morning was his time. His time to reestablish the discipline of Torah. His time to remind his people, his stubborn, silly, sincere, godly, suffering people, to remind them who they really were. There were times, though, when it all seemed like an almost hopeless cause. Sabbath followed Sabbath followed Sabbath, and not much seemed to change. The old rabbi felt his people were in the grip of a general feeling of malaise, and sometimes he felt it too. If they were God's people, why were they suffering so badly? Why did it feel as though they'd never really made it all the way back from exile in Babylon? Why did it feel as though they'd never really been completely set free from Egypt? Why were they under the domination of others? Could God have forgotten them? Or maybe had God gone over to the Romans, as some people said? Maybe he was just getting old. But the rabbi sometimes felt the discouragement of his people in his own heart. But that feeling had lifted for just a few moments that morning when the young guest teacher in town began to speak, this Jesus from up in Galilee. According to custom, as a guest in town, he'd been invited to teach the people at synagogue on the Sabbath morning. And he had this thick Galilean accent, but once you figured out what he was saying, it was powerful. When this young man began to speak, the old rabbi felt that old warmth in his heart. He felt something that he hadn't felt a long time. He felt hope. This young Jesus was full of passionate hope. He sounded like a prophet. He taught like a prophet. He spoke words of prophetic encouragement to discouraged people. God had not forgotten them. God had not forgotten his people. God was coming to be king, and his kingdom was very near. And though it might seem as small as a mustard seed right now, nothing could stop it. Be ready, this young man said. Be ready for the kingdom. Be ready now and be ready always, because it's close. The old rabbi bathed in those words. He soaked them up. But things got puzzling when an old woman of the village, who'd been crippled for years, came into the meeting and approached Jesus. Now, different teachers had all kinds of different opinions about what was allowed on the Sabbath and what wasn't. This old rabbi had always been very cautious on that score. Why even risk breaking the Torah when there were 6 other days for work to be done? So when Jesus proclaimed this woman healed and she straightened up, the rabbi asked Jesus to explain himself. And it was Jesus' answer that was puzzling him now. It was necessary, he said. It was necessary for this daughter of Abraham who's been in bondage for so long, it is necessary for her to be healed, not just any day, but on the Sabbath. The old man thought, the Sabbath is more than just a day of rest. The Sabbath is a day of remembrance, a day to remember God's great acts of liberation. And a lot of people felt that when God finally came to save Israel, it would happen on the Sabbath. Was that what was going on here? Was this more than just one lady being cured? Here was this young man releasing someone he called a daughter of Abraham on the Sabbath. Here was this young man claiming authority over the Sabbath, claiming authority and power over spirits and even over Satan himself on the Sabbath. If what he said was true, then this young Jesus was doing much more than just the work of a prophet or a teacher. If what he said is true, this young man seemed to be saying that God's kingdom was coming into place not someday, but now. And not through someone else, but through him, this teacher from Galilee. He was bringing God and God's kingdom into being in the midst of the people. He was bringing it to pass in his ministry and in his teaching. And that's why that old rabbi was walking slowly on his way back home, thinking about all that had happened. Could it be true? His old mind scoffed at the idea, but hadn't his heart been warmed as he listened to Jesus' teaching? Maybe he needed to hear more. Maybe he would follow this Jesus to Jerusalem and just see what might happen there. One thing he knew, a lot more was happening than met the eye in that village synagogue on that Sabbath morning. And a lot more is happening here when we gather. And that's why we tell ourselves this story over and over again. Because sometimes maybe we can understand the feelings of that old rabbi. Those feelings of discouragement. Sometimes Sunday seems to follow Sunday and not a whole lot seems to change. The world around us seems to be rolling along on its crazy way by its own momentum. Our own communities seem sometimes to be afflicted with their own modern feelings of malaise. And we fret. We fret about the church. It doesn't seem to have the power it once had, the swing, the influence. Is it making any difference? Does it have a role to play? And so we need to pay close attention to this story. Because that old rabbi that I imagined was right. There really was much more going on that Sabbath morning long, long ago than one old lady being cured of her lumbago. More was happening because in that unexpected place, in that obscure little unfashionable corner of the Roman Empire, in a dusty little old synagogue full of regular Jews and their tired old rabbi, there, of all places, God was choosing to reveal a little glimpse of his kingdom. Through Jesus, a foretaste of the healing and wholeness and peace that the kingdom would bring. And the same thing is happening here. And sometimes we forget and we need to be reminded. The same thing is happening here. Often in little acts that could go by unnoticed if our hearts aren't opened and our eyes aren't open. The same thing's happening here. in our acts of radical hospitality, in our acts of worship, our prayer together, in our deepening faith as we seek to learn more and more and commit ourselves more and more deeply to the life of discipleship, in our commitment to mission and service, in all those things, there's so much more happening than meets the eye. So much more happening than nice people trying to be nice. In those actions, those ordinary seeming, little seeming actions, God is doing right now in our midst exactly the same thing He was doing in that unexpected synagogue so long ago. In this unexpected place, among us, unexpected people, God is giving the world a gift. God's giving the world a little glimpse of what He wants the kingdom to be like. And our job is to make that picture as accurate as possible. More is happening here than meets the eye. When someone comes in here, when someone walks in those doors, bent out of shape by loneliness, and finds an unexpected welcome, when someone walks through those doors, bent out of shape by shame, and finds unexpected words of forgiveness and encouragement, when someone walks through those doors bent out of shape by their own pride and ego and is reminded, gently but firmly, of their own sinfulness and neediness. When any one of us walks through those doors bent out of shape by the unique burdens of our own lives and finds new strength, new conviction, and new purpose, and a will to carry on, more is happening than meets the eye. More is happening than just the success that self-help books try to sell us. More is happening than new members being added to the church rolls. More is happening. God's kingdom is being revealed. God's kingdom is being made manifest in those little things right here in our midst. And we have to claim the power of that and have faith in it. Because sometimes, most especially in an election year, sometimes all the noise out there threatens to drown out those quiet little acts, distracts us from their importance. But this story of the synagogue in the Sabbath day, this story asks us to keep the faith. As little as it may seem, this is where God is at work. This is where the action is. You know, if you think about it, while that woman was being healed in the synagogue, big things were happening. Tiberius Caesar was conquering Europe. Great battles were being fought and powerful men were wielding their power, and Luke chooses to tell us nothing about any of that stuff, but only about a little old lady in a synagogue on a Sabbath morning. Because that's where the action is. We have to pay attention to what we do here, because this is where the action is. This is where the world gets a glimpse of what God wants His kingdom to be like. Maybe we can each think about that as we make our own ways home today. Because that old rabbi, he was right. There was a lot going on in that synagogue that morning. And there's a lot going on here. In Jesus' name, Amen.